Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. For couples, the more you talk about money, the richer your relationship. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I know it sounds counterintuitive since money talks often end in disarray and getting another conversation going feels risky. But as money specialists say, talk about it now or fight about it later. The goal of setting aside time specifically to talk about money is to see where your spouse is coming from and to each get to know the other's money habits and quirks, good traits and bad, and figure out what's going to work for you as a couple. Don't you want to know his biggest financial concern? Doesn't she deserve to know that you want to do a lot of traveling before buying a home? Are you both deliberate about paying bills on time every time? Is there damaging information on one of your credit reports that needs to be cleared up before the two of you are trying to buy a car or rent your next apartment? The reality is both of you need to know what's being said about each of you and your money. So put a date on the calendar to talk about your family finances and be sure to keep it. When that conversation is finished, be sure to put the next date on the calendar for your next money talk. Choose a time and a place where there are no interruptions or distractions. Determine who's going to be your family's chief financial officer. That will be the person who assumes responsibility for paying joint household bills, like the monthly rent or mortgage, home or renter's insurance, utilities, and so forth. But make it clear that while one of you is the family CFO, making decisions about family money and goals will be done by both of you. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.